One of the things that isn't a secret is that by accepting Christ into our life, we are not guaranteed a life that we would consider to be is going to be perfect from that point forwards. And if we take on board that idea that by just becoming a Christian, maybe all the problems that I could ever have in life are finished with, we're going to have a shock, because that isn't the secret. The secret is this, and the secret is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ, and he lives within us. See, God found Daniel in a lion's den. He found all sorts of people in different ways. He found Joseph in a prison. He found Joshua down a hole. And he finds you and I wherever we are because he's in us. And so if we think that we're going to live a life that's completely free of worry, of trouble, of illness, of sadness, we're listening to all the views and different philosophies that is not what the secret of Jesus is about. But what the secret is that Jesus is in every single one of those things, because he is in us when we go through those things. So what can you do over the next 7 days? How could we apply God's word to our life? What can we do to sort of live with this in the next few days? Well, if we carry on in that passage, and Jean read it to us from the NIV version, I'm going to read the next couple of verses to it. And unfortunately, it's not going to come up on the screen. The slide wasn't there this morning. So let me read these words to you. Just listen to this. So after Paul has told them that this mystery has been there for years and it's now revealed, and this secret is Jesus, and the simple truth is that Jesus is in you, he goes on to say these words. He says, I want you, this community of believers, to be woven into a tapestry of love, in touch with everything there is to know about God. Then, and this is the important thing, then you will have minds confident and at rest, focused on Christ. I don't want anybody leading you off on some wild goose chase after so-called mysteries or other secrets. You will have your minds confident and at rest. So two things over the next 7 days that as we face our days over the next things, that having Jesus in us can help us with. The first of all is confidence. And it's not confidence in ourself, but confidence in him within us. Fear can sometimes stop us from doing so many things. We can be fearful of what other people are going to think about us, fearful what other people are going to say, fearful about so many different things, making a fool of ourselves or anything. And so we end up doing nothing, and it strangles our life. One of the things that comes from understanding that Christ is in us is a sense of confidence. But not confidence in our own strength, confidence in his strength in us. We can do amazing things when we understand that it's Christ that is doing them through us. And if we're willing for him to work through us. So in the next 7 days, if you're facing something and you say, I'm scared of this, or you fear the fear rising, or you're uncertain about it, and you're a person who has given your life to Christ, you need to have that sort of memory reminder that says, hang on a minute, Christ is in me. Therefore, I have confidence in what it is I want to do. The second thing over the next 7 days that you can do, it says you can have minds that are confident and minds at rest. We were talking at a life group this week about how sometimes we are professional worriers, how we could be on the English team for worriers and get a gold medal, no problem at all. And yet, Scripture is teaching us there this morning that if we really grasp hold of this idea that Christ is in us, we can have a mind at rest. And sometimes I know that for some of us, that would be the most amazing thing ever, just to have a mind at rest and not worried and not stressed and not confused. So over the next 7 days, when you're facing these things, remember this secret. Remember that actually now you are in the know. If you are asked, what's the secret to life? The secret of life is a person. And that same person who holds all the world together lives within me. And because of that, I have confidence. And because of that, I can be at peace. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for this mystery that was revealed through the ages. For centuries and centuries, you told us that someone would come. Someone would come to transform mankind. And it was a secret was kept, but now that secret is revealed, and that secret is a person. The person of Jesus Christ, who, as Paul says, is the ruler, he's supreme, he's sovereign. He holds the whole world in his hands and he holds everything together. And yet, here is the simple truth that you live in me. It might be simple, but it's difficult to understand sometimes. But help us this week as we go forward through our days that we will remember that because of that truth, we can have confidence. We don't need to fear things. We don't need to fear the unknown. Because wherever we may find ourselves in our life, you are already there in the middle of it. And secondly, that we can have peace. We can have peace in our hearts and peace in our minds. I pray for everybody here this morning, Father, that you know the people here who are held tight by fear and constrained by worry. I pray over the next 7 days that you will, in just this one aspect of their lives, become more visible as they recognize that you are in them, sharing in that glory of God. In Jesus' name.